This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for April Bear. Today, all Michigan residents 50 and over are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. And anyone over 16 in Michigan with underlying health conditions or disabilities, eligible today as well. But COVID-19 cases in the state are increasing.
I know it's getting warmer, vaccines are rolling out, and people are tired of this pandemic. But we're not out of the woods yet. And we could potentially be at the beginning of another surge in Michigan.
That was Chief Medical Executive Dr. Jonae Khaldun on Friday. So can enough vaccines get administered to stem this spike, or are we indeed at the beginning of another surge? Kristen Jordan-Shamus of the Detroit Free Press is watching the numbers. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. So can you put this into context? Just where do things stand right now in terms of the number of COVID cases in Michigan?
Absolutely. So we are seeing an increase in cases and in hospitalizations, and it's not just a blip. That's what health officials are all noticing right now. They're saying there is something definitely going on here. The question is, what is it? What's driving these cases and these case numbers to rise? And what's putting more people into hospital beds from COVID-19? And, you know, the answer that I've gotten from a lot of people who are watching this, from epidemiologists and health officials, is that we're seeing now in Michigan the spread of the B.1.1.7 variant, which is also known as the United Kingdom variant or UK variant. It's a more transmissible, more contagious strain of the virus, and it's starting to spread more widely in Michigan right now. And with that more contagious version of the virus, more people are getting exposed and more people are getting sick. And so we're seeing that variant spreading. We're also in a situation where people are really tired of having to live in a more restrained way, right? We're tired of having to stay home. We're tired of wearing masks. We're tired of, you know, all the limits that have been placed upon us for the past year. And so people are letting down their guard, and they might be getting together in ways that they didn't months ago. And that's also contributing to spread.
From a statewide perspective, then, I mean, even Dr. Anthony Fauci brought up Michigan in this past week, saying this is a state he is concerned about. How worried do we need to be?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we've been able to put vaccines into the arms of about one quarter of Michiganders who are eligible for vaccines right now. And so the question is, have we vaccinated enough people, especially vulnerable people, right? Those folks who are more likely to end up in the hospital or more likely to end up dying from the virus. Have we vaccinated enough of them to prevent this wave of cases from causing a lot of death and a lot of really severe illness? And the jury's still out on that. I mean, I think a lot of people are really hoping that we're getting the vaccine out quickly enough and that those most vulnerable people have gotten their shots. But I guess we'll find out. It's really hard to get a handle on exactly what the future is going to hold. Most of the epidemiologists I talk to say, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't.
So does it feel like that we are at this point where rather than dialing back restrictions, right, or should I say dialing forward, putting more restrictions in place about how we live our daily lives, that we are at a point right now where it appears that what we're trying to do is just vaccinate rather than, you know, get restaurants back down to 25%, let's say, or closing certain things again? Like, is that just sort of where we're at as a state, is that it needs to just be about shots and arms and not shutting things back down?
Well, yes and no. If you remember on Friday, Governor Whitmer and the state health department announced that they are going to start a testing protocol, like a regimen for youth athletes, right? So for kids ages 13 to 19 who participate in sports, whether that's through their school or through a club. And the reason is because one of the places where we're seeing some pretty decent amount of spread of the virus is among these young athletes. And the hope is that if we put these testing protocols in place, we'll be able to catch these cases. Because a lot of times kids are asymptomatic carriers of the virus, so they don't even know they have it. And they're going about their lives like, you know, nothing's wrong. And they're continuing to participate in sports. And then they may be spreading the virus to other people and spreading infection. And so the idea is that with this testing protocol, we'll be able to catch those cases, those kids, before they bring it home to their moms and their dads and their grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles.
And the folks that you've been talking to, is that enough? Will that testing be enough to try to stem this possible surge?
You know, we're really not sure. One of the epidemiologists I talked to for a story that was published in the Free Press on Sunday said we might be in a situation where we have to choose between face-to-face instruction in schools and youth sports. You know, which one do we want more? We're forcing, well, we're not really forcing, but we've asked most school districts in the state to resume face-to-face learning, right? We've tied that to a funding protocol, a funding model, and said, if you want this money, you have to have at least, you know, 20 hours of in-person instruction in your district. So we're requiring kids to go back to school full-time. But is offering the sports where we're seeing transmission asking too much? And that's a question we're going to have to see what happens with. We'll have to see if this testing protocol is enough to catch those asymptomatic cases and keep them from spreading. And we'll have to see, too, if it's spreading other places, not just among youth athletes, whether there are other spots in the state that might be sources of outbreaks that we might want to tame in the future.
We're talking with Kristen Jordan-Shamus of the Detroit Free Press. Today, all Michigan residents 50 and over are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine, and anyone over 16 in Michigan with underlying health conditions or disability eligible as well today. So, Kristen, with that, we're over, you know, 2 million Michiganders having already gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. When do epidemiologists that you talk to say we're going to hit that sweet spot, right? The state says their goal is to immunize 70% of Michiganders 16 and older. Where do we need to be in terms of vaccines to start saying, okay, we're on a trajectory where spikes and surges may not happen anymore?
I think we need to get to that 70% range. It's with these variants that are more transmissible now circulating, we need to really get as many people vaccinated as possible. And that 70% range might not even be enough. And some of the experts, including Dr. Fauci and including, you know, our own state epidemiologists, have said that the range might be closer to 90 to 95% of people vaccinated if we have these variants circulating, just because they are so catchy.
So let's talk about these shots. Is the state getting enough right now to really be able to open eligibility as we are? Today, everyone over 50 in 2 weeks, everyone 16 plus. Is there enough to be able to vaccinate that kind of number of Michiganders?
Well, we're starting to see a big increase in the number of vaccine doses that we're getting here in Michigan. This week, we did have a little boost in Pfizer's allocation. Moderna's came in about the same as it's been. But then we have the addition of the doses coming to Ford Field, and the federal government is supplying 6,000 extra doses a day to the people who get vaccinated at Ford Field, and then also who take part in the mobile clinics that are happening in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties, and in the city of Detroit that are tied to that federal program. So that's 6,000 people additional a day who wouldn't have had access to vaccines who now do. And that doesn't include the Johnson & Johnson allocation. The state told us we were expecting to get Johnson & Johnson vaccines again this week, but they didn't have any numbers for us when I last talked to state health officials on Friday. So I'm not sure how much of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine we'll be getting in the state, but we do know that those numbers are supposed to ramp up in the coming weeks, and hopefully it will be enough.
When we look again in this moment of time where we're at, and Dr. Khaldun saying, you know, we could possibly be seeing a surge and that we're in it right now, what are you watching for? Let's say just even in the next couple of days in terms of numbers, you know, up to a week, what are you keeping an eye on as you look at this spike?
hospitalizations. I'm looking at the hospital numbers, the number of beds that are filled right now with COVID-19 patients, and the number of ICU beds that are filled with COVID-19 patients. I'm looking to see whether hospitals are saying that they are strained. And the hope is that they won't be, because as we know, these vaccines do provide some protection. Even if you do end up contracting the virus after you've been vaccinated, they're supposed to prevent people from severe illness. And so my hope is that this time around, we're not going to see the huge spike in hospitalizations like we saw last time and the crush on our hospitals. And then, of course, deaths are a lagging indicator, right? So we won't see the deaths follow for another couple of weeks, probably, maybe another week or two on this rise of cases. But maybe the death rate won't be as high this time. Maybe we won't see as many people die. And that's what I'm really hoping for, and that's what I'm watching.
Kristen Jordan-Shamus of the Detroit Free Press, thank you so much for all of your work covering the coronavirus in Michigan and helping folks across the state better understand where we are today.
Thanks so much. It's always great talking to you.